So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, July 17th, 2025. Good afternoon, and thanks so much for joining us for the Thursday edition of the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Rachel Pearson, filling in for Rob Hart today. A video on TikTok claims to show you a way that parents can help their kids retire with $4 million in their pockets. We'll break it down in our next segment. Right now, though, home builders are slashing prices at the fastest rate in 3 years. As economic concerns continue to weigh on demand, raising the big question, will things finally improve for home buyers? Well, joining us today on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Drew Wishover, founder and owner of Inspired Title Group here in Chicago. Drew, glad to have you with us. I'm curious, pick your brain here, because builder confidence is still in negative territory despite that slight uptick we saw this month. But what's behind, we'll call it, the ongoing pessimism in the housing sector?
Yeah, that's a great question, Rachel, and thanks for having me out here today. There's a lot of things going on in this market that has just been, you know, really kind of perplexing right now. The builder confidence is really down, and it's just saying that, hey, there's going to be modest improvements in these starts in these coming years, but the Chicago real estate market, especially for new construction, I mean, it's rebounded in this first quarter pretty strong. So the momentum is setting a positive tone for the rest of the year. So hopefully that is starting to encourage and excite some of these buyers and give them some confidence that there's going to be a shift in the market.
Yeah. So is this purely momentum that's driving this trend, sort of making it a little bit more palatable for potential buyers? Or are there other factors at play, too?
I think there's a few factors. I mean, I think the excitability of that is that, you know, the buyers are you know, making some moves. They've got these life changes maybe that are happening. They've got family growth. Maybe they want to downsize, and it's time to kind of, you know, re-enter the market. So that's going to force, you know, more of the buyers into this marketplace. And then you've got the other side of this where the buyers today, they want more of these turnkey, already done options. So going into the builders and getting that house that's already completed, they don't have to do any work on it. So I think that's also exciting the market a little bit as well, because the pricing and things have kind of, you know, maintained a reasonable level right now.
Well, and builders are also buying down mortgage rates. That's a strategy compared to just, say, flat out price cuts in terms of effectiveness. Do you think that's going to have an impact on profits for builders?
Of course it will, but I think it's also it's a volume, it's a numbers game for them. I mean, they've got the luxury of having, you know, the mortgage companies that are backed with them, and then they've got realtors that they work with, so they're able to offer these tremendous discounts because, I mean, there is some decent markup in the game of, you know, home building, but they can still fluctuate and buy down some of these mortgages to make it attractive for folks to come out and look at their homes, buy into it, get into their home turnkey, not have to worry about having a mortgage rate that's 6 or 7%. It can be potentially less, because they're probably going to make it up on the back end of that construction cost and keeping those things down.
So, Drew, what's one thing that you're going to be watching for to see sort of if the housing market starts to stabilize in the second half of this year?
I want to see if the inventory is really going to start to increase. I want to see if the sellers are going to come off of the fence and start putting their houses up for sale to kind of keep down the pricing of the, you know, the rising house prices and kind of get that back to some kind of a norm where people aren't overpaying or overbidding for these houses and they're not meeting appraisal values and things. I think that'll really stabilize and help the whole condition of what our market's doing.
Thanks so much, Drew Wishover, founder and owner of Inspired Title Group here in Chicago. Coming up, retiring with millions in the bank with some parental help.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it.
Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.